Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Prague Watch. Tonight, you join us in the far meadow, where the atmosphere is very peaceful and tranquil. Various fish are swimming lazily. And in the distance, formal horses are quietly grazing. Suddenly, the peace is shattered by the arrival of a stampeding herd of Gabriels. And what seems to be a rather oversized tiger moth.
Hello, you fellows! It's Pete Jones from Tiger Moth Tales here. You're listening to Prague Watch with Anthony Rosick. Chocks away!
We'll be right back. child this night whose dreams take flight? What child somewhere sleeps unaware? What life that yet has no regrets? What child who knows what dreams have closed? Time floats on as I write these letters that you'll never see. Still each one's gone, placed in a bottle so tight they might follow and somehow find their way to be. What child this night whose wings take flight on evening winds? What dreams begin each day begets its own regrets? Do I dare wait or joust with fate? Time floats on as I write these letters that you'll never see. Still each one's gone, placed in a bottle so tides they might follow and somehow find their way to me.
This week I started things off with a little tribute to another musician we lost at too young an age, Paul O'Neill of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO is, of course, best known for their wonderful holiday music, but they made three non-Christmas albums: Beethoven's Last Night in 2000, Night Castle in 2009, and Letters from the Labyrinth in 2015. The two songs we heard, Moonlight and Madness and Time Floats On, came from the Night Castle LP. R.I.P. Paul O'Neill of TSO. Well, welcome back, my friends, to Prague Watch. Your friend Big Tony Rouse at the Prague Squatch here, spinning a variety of stuff for you this week, a lot of which is pretty new. For instance, next we'll hear from The Bob Lazar Story, the brainchild of Matt Deacon from New Zealand and drummer Chris Yago. This is the title track from the brand new Bob Lazar Story album, Baritonia, just released.
Thank you.
Again, that was the Bob Lazar Story with the title track of their brand new album, Baritonia. Next, I've got the brand new single from the forthcoming Lonely Robot album, and it's called Everglow.
Resolved to collect the light we steal in this ocean size with no end in sight. It's a distant sun we feel. And we always trust in Everglow, it's the only place you go. Living in
Once again, that was John Mitchell's project, Lonely Robot, with their new single, Everglow. I'm really looking forward to that album. If you didn't know, I'm a bit of a John Mitchell fan, and even did a Prog Hopper episode on him back in Season 2. It was number 246, if you want to look that up. Of course, you'd look at progwatch.com, Season 2. Next, I've got something from the multinational project called Drifting Sun. From their 2016 album, Safe Asylum, this is The Hidden Truth. Drifting Sun with The Hidden Truth from their 2016 album Safe Asylum.
Oh, just listen to Progzilla.
Now let's check in with our friend and resident reviewer, the Dr. Rob Fisher. This week, we've got a feature that Rob had done for the Genesis Family Tree show I did last week. Unfortunately, due to time constraints in that show, I couldn't use it, so we're going to do it this week. Without further ado, here's Rob dishing on A Curious Feeling, the very first solo album released by Tony Banks of Genesis. A Curious Feeling, released in October 1979, is in many respects a curious album. Standing between And Then There Were Three, released the year before, and Duke, released a year later, the style, tone, and atmosphere signal unmistakably clear connections between the two new era Genesis albums. Written when Mike Rutherford was away writing the excellent Small Creeps Day, its release came at a time when progressive rock generally was in decline. Punk was in ascendancy, and the album largely failed to receive the recognition it rightly deserves. Reviews were not kind, calling it a concept album out of time, out of place, and lacking an obvious audience to which it would appeal. Yet, despite all this, the record still remains one of the few Banks albums to have entered the British charts, where it stayed for 5 weeks and reached as high as number 21. Nor do I believe the timing of the album was in any way accidental. Banks has always believed in the inherent value of the music he creates, and even if we agree with the out-of-time argument, he is also astute enough for us to believe that releasing it when he did served some kind of purpose. In looking for inspiration, Banks turned to the novel Flowers for Algernon by Daniel Keyes as the frame on which to build his first solo album. But the opening track, From the Undertow, deliberately forges links to the And Then There Were Three album, suggesting he felt there was unfinished business he needed to tackle. The track also appeared in the 1978 British film The Shout and featured Mike Rutherford, though the soundtrack was never released. So now we're going to hear a song from Tony Banks, A Curious Feeling, and this is the seventh track entitled You.
How strange, I never noticed your eyes. Seems to me you're more beautiful than every way, with every single passing day. Love crept in unseen, found me wanting. I didn't even have the sense. some changes I foresaw.
Once again, that was You from A Curious Feeling by Tony Banks. Now we'll continue on with Rob's review. Compared to And Then There Were Three, the sound as well as the style of playing is stripped down, more direct, and devoid of all the intricate flourishes which would reappear in Duke. The songwriting has a more direct, straightforward, and starkly progressive character, combined with sprawling symphonic landscapes and inventively rich sound stages. But listening to this song, you can hear where Banks was also drawing inspiration. He had written a song for Wind and Wuthering called One for the Vine, where he explored a range of musical ideas within the constraints of a 10-minute time frame. What he did with a curious feeling was use it as an opportunity to really sit down and develop a full-blown musical theme and let it organically grow across the album. You also get the feeling Banks was putting to bed anxieties about the splintering of Genesis, the departures of Hackett and Gabriel, uncertainty about the future of the band, and a deep-seated desire to see through to the end a set of creative ideas which found expression first in Wind and Wuthering, as well as And Then There Were Three. A Curious Feeling, in many ways, is about unfinished business, but it combines a personal and a professional need Banks felt to see things through to a natural conclusion. The result is an album which richly deserves wider attention and appreciation. And as always, I agree with our friend Rob Fisher. That was another great edition of Progressive Discoveries. Longtime listeners to the show will know that if you like Rob's work, you can find more of it at theprogressiveaspect.net, progradar.org, and his own blog, progressivediscoveries.net. When I post this show to my website, progwatch.com, I will have links for you to find more of Rob's work. Moving on now, Life Signs was a 2013 project by UK musicians John Young, Nick Beggs, and Martin Beadle, with guest appearances by notable friends Steve Hackett, Thies Van Leer, Jaco Jaksic, and Robin Bolt. From their wonderful self-titled album, this is At the End of the World.
Search through the night on distant horizons, new life is born. And now, here winter is raging, and I could see
Again, that was Life Signs with At the End of the World from their 2013 eponymous album. Here's some brand new music from Stuart Bell of Citizen Kane fame. Stuart has been working on a cycle of albums about lucid dreaming. The first was The Antechamber of Being Part 1, which was released in 2014. Well, Part 2 was just released, so here's a track from it called Time Dilation.
Stay with me. strike. Fade as the real world comes back into focus. She's gone. She never was. But I believe she was born on that day.
Time Dilation by Stuart Bell from his brand new album, The Antichamber of Being Part 2, subtitled Stories from the Antichamber.
This DJ is breaking all the knobs off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it's Martin from Yak. You're listening to Prog Watch.
A few weeks back, I played a tune from the new White Willow album, and this week I'd like to share another with you. This one is the title track from the recently released album called Future Hopes.
We'll be right back.
Future Hopes from White Willow, which not only sounds great, but looks great with its Roger Dean cover. Check it out if you haven't. The Nova Collective is a new project featuring members of Trioscapes and former and current members of Haken. Their new album is called The Further Side, and from it, this is Dancing Machines. We'll be right back. So who says there's no dancing in Prague? That last one was Dancing Machines by Nova Collective from their album The Further Side. And in the same vein, we have a song called Dancing Robots from the new album entitled Field Recordings from Matt Stevens and the boys in The Fierce and the Dead. That was The Fierce and the Dead with Dancing Robots from their new album called Field Recordings. American listeners going to Rozfest this year can look for them there. They will also be playing more dates later in the year in the UK. Last up, I have something from a Canadian project called Project Gemini. Now, the spelling's a little bit tricky here. Projektgemineye. From the new album called An Ordinary Day, I'm going to leave you with a song called Fate Unknown. Until next time, my friends, remember to prog on, brothers and sisters.
Too much to drink. There's certain things to keep in mind. Like if you find your hands and underarms are bleeding, your beer bottle might not have a twist-off cap. And don't ever go home with a woman they call Moose or Vince. And never bet that you can fit your head inside a glove compartment. Get drunk with dignity. Keep in mind that just because a bulldog licks your face, it's not necessary to lick him back. Stay away from drinks with names like brain seizure or hippo laxative. Get drunk with dignity. If a bar has human ears nailed to the walls, don't pass out there. And if your homemade jello has some goldfish in it, you use the wrong bowl. And there are phrases you must learn to avoid. Phrases like that badge looks stupid, and I can prove these shoes are fireproof. Get drunk with dignity. Try not to drool on bikers. Don't moon a nun unless you've got a real good reason. Don't get romantically involved with farm machinery. Get drunk with dignity.
Yeah!
Thanks, you guys.
Bravo.
Hey, Rocky, what's that crazy music you're listening to?
Yo, Paulie, it's progressive rock, you know, it's sophisticated, you know?
Sophisticated, huh? I don't get it.
Don't be like Paulie, be like Rocky. Listen to Progzilla Radio, now even more sophisticated.